brought to you by Burr Foreman and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Results Matter Radio, and special thanks to our friends at Burr Foreman who make this show possible every single week. How you doing, Stone?
I am doing well, but I've gone an entire day now without birthday celebration. The last thing that happened for me was the weekend celebration, and if I haven't mentioned it before, I hate to think that I would neglect it, but this is my birthday month, Big 5-0.
It's expanded into a month.
But what was very nice about today as yesterday was I did not have to go to any of our friendly coffee stores for my morning espresso. No, I was able to wake up, go down to the kitchen, push a couple of buttons, and I had my double espresso. So I'm ready for today.
All right. All's right in the world with you. So we have a great show here at Results Matter, and I'm proud to have Nancy Wright Watley, and she's with the Metro Atlanta Chamber. She's the VP of Entrepreneurial Development. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So now, why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about what your role is in the entrepreneurial development world is.
It is a mouthful, isn't it?
It's quite a title.
Try introducing yourself. It's quite interesting. But my role at the Chamber is actually to help our members, our small and mid-market companies, get engaged, get connected, help them grow their business.
And then what is your definition of small and mid-market? Because I know different organizations have different definitions.
It kind of ranges, but our membership, there's about 72% of our membership that has less than 100 employees. So while that's not necessarily the definition of small business, it is a large percentage of our membership. So we try and focus on
Under 100 is your...
Under 100 is small business. And then probably up to about 500 employees would be our mid-market companies.
Okay, so 500 more of the larger firms in town.
Yeah.
And so in your role in the Metro Atlanta Chamber, how are you going about helping them grow their businesses?
Well, it was funny. I was just having a conversation. I spent about 29 years in the staffing business, and the last four of that, I owned my own business. And interestingly enough, I could probably tell you anything you wanted to know about staffing.
Uh-huh.
But owning your own business and being a CEO and a business owner, therein lies a whole different bag of tricks.
Different animal, huh?
It is a different animal. And I realized that I was not necessarily a good business owner. I was good at staffing.
Right.
So when I got to the Chamber about 3 years ago, I decided that I would try and do everything I can to help people be better business owners. So what we do is, along with the networking, we have put together programming to help them everything from metrics and KPIs and little things like HR and culture. And we've been doing programming more along those
lines.
So
it's educational?
Educational programs to mm-hmm. help them. And, of course, we still have our, you know, our cluster areas, which we focus on. So they're more in line of the industry. So
now, after meeting with a lot of business owners, what do you see any mistakes that they have in common?
Wow. You know, I think the biggest thing is that business owners tend to work in their business and not on their business.
Right. And you said you were an example of that,
I was
right?
A big example of that. And, you know, what gets your attention gets done. And so a lot of people come in the morning and they get all caught up in their emails instead of just making calls and trying to grow their business. And business development for a small business is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not working on the business development side of it, making connections, getting introductions, really working the sales process, that's where they're going to fall behind, because it's all about cash.
And then part of the role of the Chamber, though, in addition to this education component, is networking and helping them connect with the right people that can move the needle in their business.
That is exactly right. Most of the people who join the Chamber join because they want to be connected to somebody in Atlanta that they want to do business with.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend a large part of my day helping people connect. So whether it's somebody who is a partner, somebody that could be a potential client, somebody who does business with the same kinds of businesses that you do business with, trying to help them connect is what I do most of the day.
So what is the best way for a new member organization to get integrated in with the Chamber? They have the benefit of you, but there's some things they ought to be doing on their own as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have, in my area, we have somewhere between 4 and 5 different events every week. They can be from just a sheer networking event, like a member reception or a power networking luncheon, which we hold at our restaurants in and around the city that are members of the chamber. Our member receptions are sponsored by our board of directors and held at their locations every month. We have Technology Thursday that is all about just the little nuances that have to do with technology. We have business growth strategy series. We have an aggressive growth strategy series. If you're a business owner and really want to grow your business aggressively in the next 12 months, that's a great place for you to be. So just all kinds of different events. And if you don't come to all of them, people will not necessarily know you and get to know you.
Right.
So you need to get involved and you need to come to a lot of events. And we usually tell people that.
And don't you find that people that benefit the most are the ones that not only attend, but they get involved as volunteers and they try to kind of be a leader inside those groups as well?
Absolutely. The people who get the most out of their chamber membership are the ones that actually do get involved and they get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And people will refer people that they know. I mean, we all do business with people we know and like.
Right,
I mean,
exactly. It's simple.
Really simple. Mm-hmm. So if you don't come and people don't know you, they don't know to refer you. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. I've started trying to do a little bit of work behind the scenes on how the connections are really working out. And
So you're kind of tracking them
I'm starting to track. And, you know, it's not necessarily just the connections that the chamber makes for our members, but member to member as well, and how they got to know a particular client or how they got to know a particular service provider. And so we'll check back in on that with you.
So you don't have enough data right now?
No, we just started that. It's kind of interesting because people like to have that warm introduction.
Yeah, and everybody does. No one likes to cold call.
No, absolutely. And it's amazing how many people don't follow up on them. It truly is.
And I think it goes back to what you said earlier, is they're so focused in their business that this part is a little bit out of the scope of what they do every day, and they don't, you know, maybe they're a little uncomfortable with it. So
they tend to focus on what they do best and what they like to do.
Right.
And then, of course, as a business owner, you know, you have to write the checks and you have to clean the bathroom and,
exactly.
you know, you have to go and buy the water for the refrigerator. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that you do at like 10 o'clock at night, but sometimes you tend to do it during the day because it's the easy thing to do.
Right.
But it doesn't help grow your business, quite honestly.
So now, there's a lot of your time spent trying to get the word out and encourage businesses to join the Metro Chamber, or is it serving the members that are already part of the chamber?
My role is actually to serve the members that are actually there.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a fabulous account executive team that is in-house at the chamber, and we also use volunteers from a lot of the big corporations around the city, the banks, the utilities, airlines, to actually be selling memberships day in and day out during the summer. We have a big, huge volunteer campaign where they actually...
Is that into year-round, or is it kind of seasonal? Do they do it throughout?
It's pretty seasonal. They go from spring to, like, they start in, like, April and go to, like, August.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a big competition with the corporations in town.
And, to see how many members they can drum up?
Exactly. So once they get there, that's when I kind of take over and try and help them.
And then can you walk us through what that looks like? So say a company joins the chamber and then it gets on your desk that you know that, you know, ABC company is now part of the chamber?
Yes, that would be right. I actually do the new member orientation every month. So if you join the chamber and choose to attend the new member orientation, which is about, I don't know, we have somewhere between 25 and 40 new members that come to the new member orientation. So that's about how many I get to know right off the bat.
Right.
And then once they come, I try and get to know what their businesses are all about and try and figure out where they need to connect. Of course, we have lots of other councils at the chamber. So we have Bioscience and Health IT. We have Technology and Mobility. We have our Global Commerce Council. We have Sustainability. We have Advanced Manufacturing and Supply Chain. So if you're in any of those businesses or you provide services to any of those businesses, then I'm going to try and help along with your account executive to kind of get you plugged in those areas as well.
Right. So you're trying to kind of segment them to the appropriate cluster.
Right. If they want to play, you know, in that world. And that's where in our cluster councils is where a lot of the Fortune 100 meet the small business people.
Right.
That's kind of where they all come together. So, you know, like AT&T is really very focused on mobility. And so we've got a lot of mobility companies in Atlanta, a lot of small businesses that are creating custom apps and those types of things.
Right.
So we connect them together in those councils, and they're really focusing on the technology mobility arena. So again, they're more in the area of what does your company do?
Right.
And my job over here is to help them with being the better business owner. So they can play in both worlds.
And then, and you can probably facilitate an introduction that would take them months on their own and a million dead ends that you're like, oh, I know Mary. She's the AT&T person that you should know.
Absolutely. And, you know, interestingly enough, the people who participate from the Fortune 100 in those councils, they're very open. They're very amenable to meeting anybody and everybody.
I'm sure
they're people just like us.
And they want to stay in touch with what's happening, you know,
absolutely,
at the grassroots level. And what better way to get it right from the horse's mouth of some innovator that's doing great things.
Absolutely. Another area that we've been focusing on is our universities and bringing those universities together with our corporations.
Like from
here.
A research arm or for helping the kids get jobs after they graduate?
Yes and yes.
Oh, both.
The interesting part is that you don't really think of Atlanta as being a university city, a university town, but we actually have over 50 universities in our 29 metro county region and over 250,000 college students running around. So trying to help get businesses out of universities and get them really kind of going and moving, it's kind of difficult sometimes for the students. So we've tried to get our corporations talking more to our universities about what's going on, mm-hmm. get that technology transfer kind of going on. And then we have the whole internship thing. Corporations, big corporations, know and understand how to get a student out of the university to be an intern.
Right.
But a lot of small and mid-market companies don't. They don't know how to go get a
They think it's
a
good idea, but like how to actually facilitate that, that's the impossible dream there.
Absolutely. So, and these students love, it's amazing how many of the students want to be in more of an entrepreneurial kind of environment.
Right.
They have that desire. So we're trying to connect them as well. We've created an intern toolkit. So small and mid-market companies can go online and see that and see how to get it and actually work with the college to get the student credit. And I mean, it's really, it's been a great experience.
Oh, so you created like a whole kind of methodology around it so that it's a simpler process for the smaller firms so they don't have to recreate the wheel to create this intern program that they've never done before.
Right. And the chamber has been very instrumental in trying to get to those college career placement offices and talk to those folks and say, you know, how can our small business owners actually connect with you guys? Here's our card. Here's how to do it. And they actually worked with us to put together this internship toolkit. So it makes it easier for the small business to call Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State, Georgia State, University of Georgia, whoever it is, Emory, to say, I need this kind of student. So
right. Yeah. And then do you work, I know we've, over the last few months, especially we've talked to some businesses that are working with universities and actually helping them create curriculum so that they kids have a job that these companies will hire for, as opposed to them just going through college, getting a degree, and hoping that it matches with some company.
Well, that sounds really easy. I think we're finding that it's a little more difficult to change curriculum, but the university presidents and the corporations are talking about that and
right.
recognizing that what they taught for business management 10 years ago may not be the same.
It might not be relevant
yeah,
in today's
so
world.
We're, you know, they're trying to get more entrepreneurs kind of involved in those
right.
Business programs. They're trying to get the life sciences and those types of things out into the real world. So it's amazing what we've got going on in our universities these days. We've taken tours of several of them.
And then you mentioned that there's 50 in the 29 counties.
There's over 50.
Over 50.
Yeah, I mean, if you take into consideration all the universities, all the technical colleges, I mean, it's huge.
And then people, I don't think, realize the Metro Atlanta Chamber, it isn't just downtown.
No.
That's kind of a misconception, I think.
Absolutely. We cover a 29 metro county region, so it's the true region. And we have over 4,500 member companies. Once you join the chamber, you are the company is a member. So you can send 1, 2, 10, 20, 50 folks to different events. If you want to send your financial guy to the finance type meetings and you want to send your business development person to our sales type meetings and you, the CEO, want to come to some of the business owner type meetings. All of you can come. It's an amazing
right,
place.
Right. It's not for an individual. It's for a company.
It's a company membership. And truly, it's all about growing jobs in Atlanta. It's all about growing the companies and creating jobs.
Now, if you were trying to, I know you don't sell the person on this, but if you were to explain why a company would join and they were trying to say, okay, what's going to be my ROI of joining this? How would you kind of persuade them?
Well, obviously, I'm not the person to try and sell or persuade them, but I can honestly tell you, I talked to a lot of people about the chamber. The big thing is, what do they want out of it? Do they want to grow their business? Do they want to network in Atlanta? Do they want to help brand their company? You know, I'd try and find out exactly what they wanted out of it. Some folks that come to the chamber are new to Atlanta, so they're just trying to get to know what's going on in Atlanta.
Right.
Some folks are trying to grow internationally. We have a huge global commerce group that helps folks grow internationally outside of the United States. They help companies from outside the United States come do in. Business in
because people
Atlanta.
Don't realize there's a huge international presence, right? How many consulates there?
We have over 70 consulates
right.
now.
People don't realize that.
They don't. They do not realize how many consulates we have. And directly responsible, you know, the chamber's been really, really involved in that. So, but also the companies that are moving into Atlanta from outside the United States, they need service providers. They don't
right,
know who to call for staffing. They don't know who to call for accounting work. They don't know. So it's a great way to kind of get integrated. And then if you want to go outside the United States, you don't have to do business in China. There's business to be done in Canada, in Brazil, in Mexico. So our global commerce group will actually help you define and decide, you know, where that's best for you. Where's the best place for you to grow your business outside the United States?
Right. And your first conversation could happen in right in here in town.
Absolutely.
You don't have to get on a plane.
No, absolutely. There's lots of things going on internationally here in Atlanta.
Now, when you join as a member, are all these benefits, is this an additional fee every time you do this, or is some of this included?
Wow, you sound like you're setting me up here. interestingly enough, once you join the chamber, your annual dues pay for just about everything. There are very few events that you have to pay for, which, again, going back to being a business owner, when every event you attend is either $30 or $50,
right,
that
they $30 you to death.
Exactly.
You know?
I wish I'd said that. But the chamber, you can come to just about every event, and it's all taken care of by basically our board of directors and board of advisors. You know, they take care of just about everything with their dues. So
and so, like you said, you could almost go to an event every single day.
You can
right.
go to just about one of my events every single day.
Right.
Yeah, so if you included all the councils and all of the other things that are going on in the chamber, you could go to two events a day.
Now, it's one of those things that once you join, you're going to be able to be plugged in because you have yourself and a staff that's going to help integrate me into the right kind of things that would benefit my company, right?
Right.
So I'm not there trying to figure, I don't have to be lost if I don't want to be, right?
You don't have to be lost, no. I mean, you're going to have a relationship with your account executive. You're going to have a relationship with me. And I have to give a shout out to Catherine Pearson. She's our project coordinator for what we do. And she is fabulous. And we'll tell people before you come to an event, you can actually, if you register for an event, you can go online and you can see people that are going to attend the same event.
Oh, so you
event.
Can see the...
You
rich...
can do pre-networking. Oh, you know, so kind that... of figure out who you want to meet.
Right, and that's a good strategy, right? So you see that there's 30 people there, and you're like, okay, I want to make sure that I meet this person because that's exactly who I need to meet to grow my business.
Absolutely. So you come in and you say, hey, Nancy, hey, Catherine, can you introduce me to Stone Payton? I need to meet Stone.
So then not only do I identify him, I can ask you to make the introduction?
Absolutely.
So you're like kind of an ambassador
absolutely.
For the event for me.
And
wow.
And we do actually have Mac Ambassadors, and it's a group of about 25, 30 folks that have been members of the chamber for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And they actually kind of break up and attend all of the meetings. So you walk in the door, the first person that I'm going to introduce basically at every meeting is the ambassadors that are there. If you've got a question, want to know the best event, they will spend time as well. And they call all of our new members every month.
They just check in to see mm-hmm. how they can serve them or mm-hmm. let them know, like, hey, you may not be aware there's this thing that's
I'm
in your
involved,
cluster.
Right. I'm involved wow. in this meeting or I'm going to this meeting. If you want to come, meet me there. I'll be there. You can look for me and I'll introduce you to you know, Sally, Dick, and Jane. So
now it sounds like you guys are going above and beyond just you know, you're providing these services, you're doing as much as you can to make sure that each person gets the most out of it that they can.
Oh, I mean, my job, again, is to make sure that they get a return on their investment, that they see it.
Right, but it's not a passive thing where you go, hey, well, there's 20 education things you could have gone if you want to. You're like taking to the next step where you're like, I'm going to drag you over here and introduce you to this person to grow your business.
Well, the one thing I will tell people when they get there, and usually in our new member orientation, is I am all about having fun. And if you're not having fun, it's not worth it. So
right.
Come to the events. We're going to have fun. And we're going to introduce people, and we're going to let people introduce themselves. And if you come to a myriad of events, you're going to see a lot of the same folks who immediately will help get you,
right,
you know, into different companies or help you. And I mean, a lot of people call them the same level of person. So like, you know, either VPs of HR or purchasing folks or whatever, and they share those leads. And, you know, again, it's kind of a neat place to be.
Well, it sounds like that since your background, since you had worked for a business and then you had your own business, you have a unique perspective that you can really empathize with the people that come in front of you, so that you have some scar tissue that you can say, hey, you know, it sounds like you're just working on your business and maybe you got to get out there and meet some folks that can help you.
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of small businesses think if I could just get the one big
right,
win.
One big account. The Willy Wonka golden ticket, right?
Yeah, if I could just get that one big company. But a lot of times they don't really know that one big company can take their eye off the ball, that it, mm-hmm. it can be the one thing that kills their company. They don't know what it's like to do business with big companies. And it's not to say that that's not a bad strategy, but you need to also work on relationships and build business
right.
That's going to kind of be the undergirding of the rest of your company.
Right.
So
a home run sounds attractive, but you might be better served hitting lots of singles and doubles, right?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I just want to meet the CEO of XYZ company.
Right.
The CEO isn't going to buy.
Right.
You know, the CEO of Georgia Power Center Company,
right?
They're not buying from small business. They don't even know, you know, in a lot of cases, who in their company actually handles that.
Right.
So if you do your legwork and you find out who it is you need to sell to within big business, a lot of times you can find them around the chamber or find somebody who knows them.
Right.
We got to have you back just for a segment on managing volunteers. I mean, I have people that get a paycheck from us that I can't get to do things exactly the way I want them to do all the time. And you guys, you've cracked the code. How in the world do you get that many volunteers engaged and mobile?
Well, the person at the chamber that really mobilizes our volunteers from corporate America is Rebecca Brubaker, and she's been at the chamber, I don't know, 20 years. But it is amazing what these volunteers will do just because it's so fun to be part of the chamber. And it's so fun to be able to help people get connected. And they're a lot of times from the larger corporations. And so for them to get really involved and be a volunteer, sometimes that's the biggest recognition that they get from their corporation because they are the number one salesperson for the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Uh-huh.
But, it you know, the Metro Atlanta Chamber – again, I can say this because I've only been there for, like I said, almost 3 years, is a really great group of people that like to have fun. They like to help people get connected. They really know what they're doing, and I'm pleased to be part of it.
And we got to give a shout out for the rooftop. The rooftop rocks.
The rooftop
That's
rocks.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
You do a lot of events there?
We do a lot of events there. And it was funny, not too long ago, I guess Usher was doing something in the park. And so he was doing a sound check at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And everybody was like, just rushed to the rooftop. Oh, my God, that's Usher. You know, he's actually singing songs. We're having our own
private concert, right?
Yeah. So, and of course, you know, now we've got the Sky View, the big
Ferris wheel.
And
Which is beautiful at night.
It is beautiful. So me and my staff went over there a couple weeks ago and enjoyed it. It was fun just to be able to see. And we've got several interns, and they've really never been in downtown Atlanta. And they were like, wow, what's that building over there? Wow, what's that building over there? So, you know, I said, and that little dwarfed building over there used to be the tallest building in Atlanta. As a native Atlantan, I remember when Polaris was the big thing.
Right,
they're going to reopen it.
The
blue dome.
That's one of the funny things where at one point that was like, it doesn't spin around and in a 360.
Well, actually, that's the What is that? The sundial at the top of Peachtree Plaza. Yeah, and so you.
Oh, the Polaris didn't spin around?
I don't think the Polaris spins.
But you could walk around it.
Yeah, you can walk around it, right.
And then now you would see the middle of a lot of buildings.
Now you'd see the 13th floor. Right. Whatever, but yeah.
It's good to have, so you have that perspective of how the city's grown.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, born and raised here, it has changed a lot. And just being, I mean, just since I've worked at the downtown at the Chamber, it's amazing. We've got the College Football Hall of Fame going in
That's
now.
Right.
We've got the Civil Rights
Museum. That's being built right now.
The New World of Coke has opened since I've been there.
Right, the aquarium.
The aquarium is huge, obviously. Uh-huh. The Children's Museum.
Right, the whole Centennial Park is just
It's changed so much. So, yeah, but it's a great place. I overlook Centennial Olympic Park, and there's always something fun going on out there.
Well, that's a perfect vantage point to see what's happening in the city of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Atlanta, obviously, is a great place to work. It's a great place to have a business. You know, we've got lots of great rankings. They rank us, you know, number two in entrepreneurial type activity. You know, we're rated one for starting a business. I mean, there's all kinds of rankings that Atlanta's just a great place.
And then the Metro Atlanta Chamber is a great place to see it all and to make things happen, right?
I wish I'd said that.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's a website and how would they navigate to where you are?
Okay, so our website is metroatlantachamber.com. And if you go to members, you can find us under Business Growth Services. Mm-hmm. That's the things that we do for our small and mid-market businesses.
You got to join, though, right?
Well, no. You can go to the website and see the stuff that's going on there. And we'd love to have folks come as guests, and they can contact our
So you don't even have to join. You can just come
as a
guest.
Well, you can come for a couple of times. Yeah,
see if you like it, right?
See what it's all about. Once you come, you'll want to join.
You'll be hooked, right?
That's right. And our account executives, there's a way to actually go and look at membership and look to, if you want to talk to somebody about some of the activities going on there. So, great.
All right. You going to hang out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Absolutely. Love to.
Next up on Results Matter Radio, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce from the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council. Wow, that's a mouthful. The GMSDC. Please welcome to the show, if you will, Miss Veronica Maldonado. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited about this program, and I enjoyed greatly listening to Nancy over here.
So. Yeah, I could see you smiling, nodding your head. I thought I saw you take some notes. So tell us a little bit about your organization. What are you out there trying to do for folks?
Well, I've got dual roles. One of my roles is as Director of Strategic Alliance and Partnerships for the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council. And this organization certifies ethnic minority-owned businesses to be able to do business with federal, local, state government, and our major corporations. We actually serve our corporations as members. I believe we have about 1,700 and about 700 certified ethnic minority-owned businesses in the state of Georgia. That's my first, my secondary role, actually, because my first role is as program director of the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. This program is administered by GMSDC. It's under the educational arm and foundation called the Georgia Education Foundation, and in partnership with two great partners, which is the state of Georgia, the Department of Economic Development, and Georgia Tech's Enterprise Innovation Institute. So 90% of my work is really focused on the MPC program, which is what we call it, the Mentor Protege Connection. We help develop small businesses. So a lot of what Nancy was talking about is what we do as well in kind of a 12-month format.
What does your rooftop look like?
My rooftop?
That's how we decide organization to work with.
Oh, I don't know enough about the rooftop. You got to tell me a little bit more about that, and then I can tell you how we're getting there. But, we have this amazing development program that has been around with the state. It began in 1999. It was formerly the Governor's Mentor Protege Program. Mm-hmm. It is now open to all small businesses. Our range is $1 million to about $30 million. And we match them up with our corporate partners, which are Coca-Cola's and Delta's and Accenture's and Georgia Power's, Lockheed's.
Because a lot of these larger corporations, they have part of their mission is to work with these minority-owned and smaller firms, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And then so you're kind of the matchmaker in this?
Yes. Well, and I'd like to say, again, the program is for all small businesses, but we do work with a lot of our supplier diversity folks over in major corporations, and their role really is to help develop the small business community, and in particular, minority business businesses in general. But we do have other folks in our program, other corporates that are open to all small businesses.
Now, are you looking for more people that want to be mentored or more mentors?
I believe we're always looking for both. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a 12-month program, so we're always trying to fill the pipeline for the next year. We're actually launching this next program September 12th at the Coca-Cola Company.
Oh.
And we're in the midst of our interview applicant phase. And Nancy actually nominated someone for the program, which was awesome.
So you guys know each other?
So we know each other. We've seen each other in a couple of functions, and I think today we've definitely got to know each other a little bit more and how we can work together, because there's a lot of areas for us to be able to work together. But yes, we are looking for protege applicants. We are looking for corporate mentors. And, you know, identifying a corporate mentor is a bit rigorous, because it's easy to mentor a person,
right.
You know, whether it's your life or, you know, what track you should be going or. But mentoring a business is very different. And so we are really looking for key individuals in these major corporations. And more often than not, they are supplier diversity individuals. But it's also because they have this great reach in their internal organization. And part of what our program does is, you know, we have 5 core educational modules that we focus on throughout the program.
And what are those?
Those are, you know, strategic planning, finance, marketing, operations and infrastructure, technology. We provide a whole host of other services, but those are kind of the core.
And then throughout the 12 months, you're going to go through each one of those and learn and get more understanding and education about them?
Sure, absolutely. At the onset of the program, what we do is a needs assessment. So we really see, where are those pain points in your business?
Oh, so somebody from your group does that needs assessment?
So there's a needs assessment profile that they'll do with their mentor once identified and matched.
Uh-huh.
And they'll take a look. Okay, when you came into the program, you said that your 3 areas of needs were, for example, market expansion, you know, business development and marketing,
right.
You know, but as we did your needs assessment, we really see that you've got a big gap here with your infrastructure and operations. So let's take a look at that, and let's identify at the onset of the program those 3 areas we're going to work on throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they work on throughout the year, in addition to those educational modules that we provide.
When you say work on, is this weekly, monthly? How often do they meet?
They meet at least on a monthly basis with their mentor.
Uh-huh.
That is not, there's no limit on how many times you can meet with your mentor.
But they may be emailing each other back and forth. That could be happening, right?
Absolutely. And our mentor, as I mentioned, they're also going to be reaching into their internal network. So if you've identified one of your areas of need is marketing, well, you know, let me set a meeting with our marketing department and truly look at your marketing plan and what needs to be worked on.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we also do for HR or any other need that they have throughout the program.
And then so now... they go through this 12 months at the end. Is there a big party graduation?
There is a graduation. we actually were hosted at Delta Airlines this year, and we greatly thank them for that. Our corporate partners are really amazing. And we give them their plaque, you know, of completion. We give out awards for, you know, winning spirit or the one that's created the most jobs, which was the Catalyst Award. And ARC Systems actually won that one. They're a marketing automation company. They're actually a member of the Metro Atlanta Chamber as well.
I'm sure that helped.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's really neat is to be able to see the culmination of all the work that's been done in 12 months. And on top of identifying these 3 areas of needs and working on them, you know, and learning these core educational modules, which are designed specifically to understand holistically as a group, where are you guys at? Because we don't want to speak below you and we don't want to speak above you. We want to speak where you're at and what you can actually implement.
Mm-hmm.
Learning is great, but implementation is key. So that's something that we also strive to work on throughout the program. And other resources that we have through our partners at Georgia Tech Enterprise Innovation Institute.
Can you talk about what that relationship, how does that benefit the people in involved?
Sure. You know, Georgia Tech just has a plethora of resources.
Right.
I mean, just alone with their Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Center, some of our folks in the program want to get more into that federal space, and there is no one that does it quite like the GTPAC. And a big shout out to them because they were phenomenal. And they also brought on a contracting, how to do business with the government and how to negotiate contracts with the government. In addition, they host us for all of our reporting sessions, which is also the educational module day. Uh-huh. We report orally on the progress of those three goals. So as a collective group, we understand what each company is going through and experiencing. And what we also found through that is that, you know, the businesses are focused on three areas, but they may also have a fourth and a fifth and a sixth, you know?
Yeah.
And so they'll reach out to their CEO buddy over at, you know, this other protege match and say, hey, you know, maybe we can set up some time and talk about how you've identified this, that, and the other. And it's
so it's very collaborative, it sounds like.
Oh, it's amazing. And the other thing that we've seen with the program is, you know, just the CEO to CEO network. You know, you're together for 12 months. You could become kind of a family. You
right.
know, you not only with the 20 folks, 20 small
they're kind
small
of emotionally invested in their success.
Absolutely.
You know?
And the 20 corporations that become like right. family yeah. as well. But, you know, being able to say, you know, I haven't been able to figure out a sales incentive program for my company. I see you've got that down pat. What are you doing? And that has been a great place for our CEOs because it's tough to be vulnerable.
Right.
You know, amongst business owners. And this is a great place for them to just kind of be open with one another and share best practices. And we also do that at the onset of each one of our reporting and educational modules is there's a team building activity so that you guys can become more cohesive as a group.
And your group is kind of facilitating this? And
yes. So the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection, we're at the helm of this program, administering it obviously through GMSDC and our great partners. But we're very dedicated to making sure that each mentor protege match is accountable for what we said at the beginning and actually execute it. So yes, all the programming is done by us and our great partners, as I mentioned, Georgia Tech. You know, they host us at their awesome facilities. The Ward Law Center was just a great place for us to be meeting for all of our reporting sessions. And
how
and
often
modules.
Do the reporting sessions happen?
They happen. Well, we get together about five times. So I would say every other month,
right.
basically. We also have a retreat, a two-day retreat we did at Brasstown Valley
wow.
Resort this year, which was awesome. And we
sounds
brought,
like a lot of partying goes on.
You know, it's not really a lot. We make it a party because it's fun, as Nancy said. You know, you've got to have fun because
right.
some of this stuff can be kind of monotonous,
right.
and especially when you're drilling information into your brain. You know, we got to make it fun and interactive, and that's what we're really all about: making sure that you're connecting to the knowledge base that we're trying to provide you. And we are a lot of fun. And it's a lot of heart in the program.
Well, it sounds like that there's really an emotional connection made there. It goes beyond just, you know, I'm doing this because I have to. It's because they want to.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, 12 months of being mentored by a large corporation, I don't know. That's pretty unique to me. And
right.
we haven't seen, you know,
and these aren't just any corporations.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the biggest.
Absolutely. You know, what we really see is that a lot of our small businesses and businesses in general have a lack of infrastructure and need resources.
Right.
And a lot of our business owners, you know, come in here and say, you know, I have an area of expertise here, but I don't necessarily know how to start a business, or am I the best person to run my business?
Right.
I don't know. So what we do is really help them in those pain point areas and help them truly develop. We are a development program.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a program where you get matched up for 12 months and you got a contract with Georgia Power or Coke.
Right.
I mean, that's ideal. Don't get me wrong. If it happens, it happens organically. But we're really there invested in making sure that you can do business not only with Coke and
right,
Delta
with anybody,
and Georgia Power,
right.
but mm-hmm. any business. So that's our true goal. And we also focus on the 1 to 30 million enterprise because we want to create jobs for the state of Georgia.
Right, and that's where they're going to come from.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are a company that wants to mentor these people, how do you get involved in this?
You give me a call.
That's it? It's just a phone call away?
You give me a call. We set up a meeting. Yes, you know, it's truly just reaching out via email or a phone call and saying, you know, my corporation's invested in seeing how we can help our small business community or our business community and really there's no reason that we shouldn't be doing this. I think 97% of Georgians are employed by small business community. How can we not afford to invest in our small business community?
Right.
It's really a no-brainer. And so I'm really grateful to the corporations that have been able to step up and invest in our community, not only for themselves, not only to develop their future suppliers, but really because it helps us all out. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a better Georgia when we're united. So,
Nancy, you want to jump in on this?
Well, exactly. The last 10 years, we recognized that we've got a lot of jobs to make up because we lost a lot of jobs.
Right.
And Boston Consulting Group did a big study, and that's why we've decided to focus on trying to help small businesses grow. We're going to continue to recruit companies to come to Atlanta, but the job growth is going to come from small businesses. And being able to help businesses grow and create those jobs is huge. So we have a lot of things in common. I do have to say we have a Business Person of the Year contest every year, and one of our finalists in our 7 years and above, our Experienced Entrepreneur Program, was part of the program that Veronica's talking about.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Mary Parker. Parker. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal. One of the great successes of our program.
Yeah.
So now you said you're looking for both mentors and protégés?
Yes.
And then where would they go to learn more?
So you can visit Georgia, spelled out, mentorprotégéconnection.org. It's a little lengthy, but, we think it's good. GeorgiaMentorProtégéConnection.org. There's information about the program, about what we do. My contact information is there. You can also reach out to me via phone, 404-589-4929.
And then you said that it's starting soon, the next 12 months. So if you miss that 12 months, you have to wait another 12 months?
That's right.
You can't jump on midstream?
No, you can't. It's a 12-month cycle. So any of those that are very interested that fall between the 1 to 30 million,
right,
you know, give me a call. We're still in interview phase.
And how many companies make the cut?
As many corporations as we have invested in the program.
Uh-huh. What was it last year? Do you remember?
20. So we'll remain at 20 this year.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a great group.
And then how much does it cost a company to participate?
It's $500. The program fee is $500. And really, you know, we've looked at the cost and seen the
for
cost.
For a year-long program.
For a year-long program that just opens your eyes to so many other things because,
That is crazy cheap.
Crazy cheap, right?
Right. If you're a million-dollar company, you can't spend $500.
We believe so. Well, it's an investment. You know, it's really an investment. And the Department of Economic Development, one of the great things that they bring to the table as well is learning about the business tax incentives and exemptions and tax credits that are out there for you, opportunity zones. If you're moving into a particular part of town, you know, the hub zone area. So all of this information that small business owners don't really know about and that they can truly leverage to make sure that they're reducing their costs at all sorts of, you know, at all parts of the process. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great program. It sounds like kind of a no-brainer, and I'm sure.
And we've got some great success stories, too.
Yeah.
We'll take care of them in the next year if they don't make your program, and then they can reapply next year. Come on down. We'll have fun.
Absolutely. And one of the successes, if I may.
Yeah, please.
I've got two great success stories of our program, and all of them were successful because all of them truly worked on those three areas and became better suppliers and small businesses. But one of them is Carlos Quinones was Display America. They're a display and exhibit company, and their three areas were to improve inventory control and asset management of their facilities, upgrade their technologies to cut costs and increase the capacity, and take full advantage of the resources that UPS provided them in training courses, project management, logistics expertise. And because of the integration with UPS and the program, they had tremendous process improvements and increased efficiency because of the operational and infrastructural support. So at the end of all of this, the changes they made thus far will reduce their operational cost by 20%, which results in an $80,000 per year cut.
Yeah,
just to
so
begin.
That $500 was money well spent, I would
think.
That's huge.
Absolutely. Another one of our protégés was VDART, who was matched with Delta Airlines, and his needs were operational best practices in marketing, supply chain, and human resources. And through understanding and making necessary investments in their infrastructure and understanding how Delta Airlines works, they increase their workforce from 35 to 75 person team.
Right. That's 40 new employed people here in Georgia.
Absolutely.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. Right. We like that.
Revenues increased by 90%.
Wow.
So, you know, there are really some great success stories in this program. It's worth taking a year to develop your business. You know, these small business owners think, you know, I just don't have the time. Well, you really got to make the time,
right?
There's no time like the present to invest in the future of your business.
And when they're done, I bet you have great ambassadors for your program. Those 20 that go out
absolutely.
There, you know, tell them the story about how that you guys help them move the needle in their business.
And we are creating an alumni network. We've got about 200 businesses that have been a part of the program. So we're working on designing the curriculum now for the alumni network because they're in different stages than they were when they were part of the program. So we're really excited to be bringing some of our corporates back to help us out and forming our advisory boards mixed of corporate and also small business owners.
Right.
So we're going to
continue the
process.
It could be a whole other mentor group of the alumni could be mentoring.
Absolutely.
Wow,
absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're up for it, how about come back with some of those alumni?
I would love to do that.
And let them tell the story.
That'd make a great segment.
They would love that, and I would love that. Put it on the calendar.
All right. We'll make that happen. Well, thank you so much for telling your story. I think it's so important. And if you're a company out there, this is a no-brainer. $1 million to $30 million, you said?
Yes.
I would definitely be checking out the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Peyton, another episode of Results Matter Radio. Thank you again to Byrne Foreman. We will see you all next week on Results Matter.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.